Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear a challenge from Illinois Republicans who want a Democratic-drawn legislative map thrown out. The High Court today refused to hear an appeal from Senate Minority Leader Christine Redonio and other Republicans who say the district maps drawn by Democrats were gerrymandered to benefit the Democratic Party and were therefore unconstitutional. Lower courts had already thrown out similar complaints. Political boundaries are redrawn every 10 years based on U.S. Census data. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says undocumented immigrants in same-sex relationships with Americans will be considered in having their deportations put on hold. The policy change represents a shift away from focusing on low-priority deportation cases. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports.
Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano plans to issue a memo this week to immigration enforcement offices that bilingual gay couples in long-term relationships meet the definition of family. It's a definition that government lawyers like Chicago immigration attorney Michael Jarecki can use as grounds for deferring a foreign citizen's removal from the United States.
I think it shows a major step by the government and the Department of Homeland Security for the first time recognizing in writing same-sex partners for some type of immigration benefit. So that is a huge step in and of itself.
Jarecki says the policy doesn't mean Americans who are married to same-sex foreigners will be able to sponsor their spouse's green card applications. That could change, though, before the end of the year, depending on how the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act, which prohibits the government from recognizing same-sex marriages. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn's disagreements with the state's largest public employee union appear to carry over into contract negotiations. Amanda Vinicky reports.
AFSCME members are into their third month working without a new contract. Union spokesman Anders Lindahl says although bargaining is scheduled to resume Monday, the two sides are a very great distance from reaching an agreement. Lindahl says it's no secret that state employees are angry with Quinn, but he says they've never been pushed to the point of going on strike.
We want to reach a fair agreement. We've time and again over decades shown our ability to do that in good times and in bad. We're hopeful that this administration will reach the same conclusion.
According to an email sent to union members, Quinn wants workers to take a pay cut, then agree to a wage freeze while also paying more for health care. Quinn's office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The governor has said he's committed to improving the lives of working families, but that he also has an obligation to get Illinois' finances in order. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Last week, Crane's Chicago Business reported the founder and CEO of Jimmy John's Restaurants has again threatened to move his corporate headquarters out of Illinois. But a University of Illinois economist says losing such a business would not have the impact some people think. 2 weeks ago, Jimmy John Leotard was in a panel discussion in Chicago hosted by the Bush Institute, where he suggested his licensing division could be moved to Florida as soon as next year, with other parts of the business going to Texas or Indiana in 2 to 4 years. Leotard made similar comments last year, citing Illinois' higher corporate taxes. Economist Fred Gertz notes such a move would be easier for a sandwich chain than a company with a large manufacturing plant, but he says the great concern lies with businesses that shrink or expand and not those that leave Illinois.
Whether we have a net increase or a net decrease, and that's usually not done by bringing some new firms into the state or having some old firms exit the state. Most of it is just existing firms growing or contracting. That's where the story is told, but the visibility is really not there. If some firm increases their employees by 10 and that happens over a period of time, no one makes a big deal about that.
Gertz also says when it comes to the economic impact of businesses moving into the state, it's hard to know what's reality and what's fluff, citing Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's speculation that different high-tech industries would be coming to the city. While it might be a boost to Chicago, Gertz says it doesn't really help Illinois to simply relocate businesses within state lines. Two major trade shows have extended their commitments to Chicago's McCormick Place. City officials announced today that the National Restaurant Association has signed a multi-year agreement that will keep its show at McCormick Place through 2021. They also announced the International Manufacturing Technology Show has renewed its commitment for 2018 and 2020. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is visiting Indianapolis to speak before the Economic Club of Indiana. A crowd of about 2,000 people is expected at today's luncheon at the Indiana Convention Center for Bernanke's speech. Ben Bernanke was first appointed to lead the Federal Reserve in 2006. Flu vaccine is widely available this season, and local health authorities are urging people to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Emily Trammell of the Vermilion County Health Department says there's no sure way to predict how severe this year's flu outbreak will be.
Last season was a pretty mild season, so people can get kind of complacent thinking, you know, it wasn't that bad. But we never know from year to year what the flu season will be like. And even if it would be a mild season for the whole United States, it could be that there might be a hot pocket of flu just in our particular region.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control recommends flu vaccinations for everyone aged 6 months and older. The Vermilion County Health Department is holding flu vaccine clinics for adults at its offices in Danville twice a week in October. Trammell says parents should call the health department to arrange for flu shots for children. The Macon County Health Department offers flu shots and flu mist for adults on a walk-in basis at its offices in Decatur Monday through Thursday afternoons and walk-in flu shots for children on Wednesday afternoons. Flu vaccinations are also available at many medical clinics and drugstores. You can find more information on flu vaccinations on our website at will.illinois.edu. The population at the Illinois Department of Corrections has reached a new high. Robert Wildeboer has this report.
Last week, the Illinois Department of Corrections broke a rather unenviable record. On Tuesday, the department housed 49,172 inmates. The previous record was set in October of last year when the population hit 49,135. The population has been steadily rising the last couple years since Governor Pat Quinn suspended an early release program in the middle of a heated primary election against Dan Hynes. Quinn recently signed into law a new early release program that should help to bring down the numbers, but the program hasn't yet been implemented. Despite the bulging population, Quinn is seeking to close several prisons to save money. The closures are opposed by the Union for Prison Workers, who say overcrowding is already causing safety concerns. I'm Robert Wildeboer.
Indianapolis Colts coach Chuck Pagano has been diagnosed with leukemia and could miss at least Sunday's game against Green Bay. The Colts announced the news today at a news conference with owner Jim Irsay, general manager Ryan Grigson, and a doctor. Offensive coordinator Bruce Arians will serve as interim head coach. The Colts hired the 51-year-old Pagano as head coach in January. Before that, he was the Baltimore Ravens' defensive coordinator. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.